Life is full of color for Lila Cole. The 8-year-old Rockwood girl is the creator of Lila's Crayon Factory, a small crayon business that uses old and broken crayons to make new ones for anyone feeling crafty and creative. The goal for Lila is to work hard so she can earn money for horse camp next summer. Lila really liked horseback riding camp this summer. She asked if next year she could have more than 1 week there. Since it is a pretty expensive camp, I told her that maybe she could earn some money to go for more than 1 week, said Lila's mother, Laura Ruth Cole. And so, she thought this would be a great idea. Since starting Lila's Crayon Factory this past summer, the grade 3 student, who also loves to color, says orders just keep rolling in. I saw something about making crayons online with my mom and we thought it looked like fun. So, we went and got an alphabet mold. And that's how it all started, Lila said. Laura, who operates her own small business, says she was excited to see her daughter eager to take part. She wanted to come to one of my vendor markets. I loved that she had shown interest. And so, I thought it would be great for her to have something of her own, Laura said. Lila's main products are her customized name crayons. She also offers crayon packages in various themes including unicorns, mermaid tails, animals, poop emojis and dinosaurs that are perfect for small gifts, loot bags, party favors and stocking stuffers. We sell crayon letters, Christmas trees and snowflakes, Lila said. With the letters, we make names and put them in separate packs. Lila is also making 25 days of crayons, advent calendars for December. Just this past week, it seems people are starting to get ready for Christmas shopping. We've been getting a lot of orders already, Laura said. Lila's Crayon Factory uses crayons that are pre-owned, whether it be old, broken crayons, crayons that are gathering dust when kids outgrow them, or donations from local restaurants. We reached out to several restaurants after learning that many of them are required to use a new pack of crayons after each guest, meaning they often end up throwing out tons of crayons that were barely, or not even used, Laura said. Since crayons are a petroleum product, they can't be recycled, so they end up in the landfill. We wanted to have Lila learn more about environmentally responsible business practices, sustainability, and circular economy. So far, Lila's Crayon Factory has received donations from Boston Pizza Guelph, Montana's Guelph, and Beertown Guelph, as well as many crayons from families in Guelph, Rockwood, and surrounding areas. Lila says what is special about her business is that it is a family-owned and operated. But it does not happen without a lot of hard work. It's really evolving as it's getting busier and busier. It is a lot. Her mom and dad help, and her aunt and uncle. It's evolving into the whole family getting involved in helping out with the work, Laura said. It's exciting getting the order in, but then you have to make the order and finish it. Lila has been learning a lot, including math skills and about giving change back when people give her money, Laura said. Lila's Crayon Factory can be found on Instagram and on Facebook. Crayons are available at the Rural Roots Artisan Shop and Tea Lounge in Rockwood and orders can also be placed via email at lilascrayonfactory@gmail.com. Lila's Crayon Factory will be attending its very first vendor market on Saturday, November 30th at the Stellar Christmas Market at Rockmosa Community Hall in Rockwood. Laura says Lila is always accepting crayon donations. Arrangements can be made for pickup, and friends at the refill bar in downtown Guelph have also offered to be a crayon drop-off location. Lila's earnings are going towards activities, programs, and for her education, as well as some fun money for her, Laura said. Since Lila is just 8 years old and her main focus is on school and being a kid, this business has become a family business, with all of us pitching in to help. When not selling, making, or coloring with crayons, in her free time, Lila enjoys skating and horseback riding. When it comes to Lila's Crayon Factory, she says she wants to continue with the business for a while. It's really fun to be creative, Lila said. And I really like making people happy.